I'm Philip Grant, and today I'm going to Columbia Opportunities to visit with the teachers and the children of their Head Start program. Columbia Opportunities provides comprehensive preschool services to 146 children in classrooms and homes in Hudson, Chatham, Ichabod Crane, and Taconic Hill Schools districts. Today, I'm the guest of the 3 and 4 year olds, 18 children who are cared for from 8:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon. I arrived just in time to witness teacher's assistant, Larissa Johnson, taking control of her pupils.
Excuse me, is this how we come to the rug and sit?
And with that, all the children went straight away to the rug and sat quietly on a spot above their name. Well, almost quiet.
I'm waiting for listening ears.
You know, I'm on my spot.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
going to
take turns today having some outside time. Okay? So some of my friends are going to hang out in here while I read my story, and some are going to go outside, okay? And then, listen, and then we're going to take turns, right? And my friends who were inside listening to the story are going to go outside. And my friends that didn't get to hear the story yet are going to come inside and listen to the story. You think we can be nice and take turns like that?
Yeah.
I know adults who couldn't follow those instructions, but within minutes, the class was divided in half, with some staying in for story time and others going outside to play. Since sitting still was never my strong suit, I went with the group outside to play. There I met Chandler Oles, one of the other teacher assistants. She was minding the group engaged in a child's constitutional right, running, screaming, and playing. This organized energy burning session seemed to be just what the children needed.
Stuff in your pocket? What is it, lint? What is it?
Pretty soon it was time for me to stop playing and get back inside for some serious storytelling.
And out came a lizard.
No! Baby chicken.
You're right, the baby bird.
It's a tricky bird.
I was being tricky, huh?
And then,
where is my mother, he said.
And he looked for her.
Because he lost at the store.
Where did she go? Where did the mom go?
Because he's gone. He lost his mom.
Uh-oh. He looked up.
He's looked
and he
up.
Did not see her. Just then, the mother bird came back to the tree. Do you know who I am? Said the mama bird.
Nope. It's not you.
Yes, I know who you are, said the baby bird. You are not a kitten. You are not a hen. You are not a dog. You are not a cow. Not a boat, a plane, or a snort. You are a bird, and you are my
mama.
How nice.
Well, the story is over. The children that were outside are coming in, and the children that were inside are getting ready to go out. And the only ones that I haven't talked to are the children. So it looks like there's no way around it.
How are you doing?
Good.
What did you just learn about? I think you learned about a bird. Did you learn about a bird? Can anybody tell me the story of the bird? Okay, you come over and tell me the story of the bird. What's your name?
Ayanna.
Ayanna, what happened to the bird?
The baby got lost.
Ah, the bird got lost. Can anybody tell me if the bird was found?
It got found by its mommy.
And with that, I had been schooled. There was nothing left to do but say goodbye.
Say bye. Give me a nice goodbye to the audience. Say bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
From Columbia Opportunities and their Head Start program, I'm Philip Grant from WGXC.